And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
We'll start with a very important story. Wine production around the world has sunk to its lowest levels in decades, and that means the price of your favorite wine might go up. According to the International Organization of Wine and Vine, global wine production...
You just made that up.
It's a real story. I heard it on my way into work and thought...
No, the Association of Wine and Vine.
Oh, I'm working for them.
Yes, I'm here for the conference.
Global wine production in 2017 was down 8.6% from the previous year, the lowest level in 60 years. Unfavorable weather conditions in the European Union are largely to blame. Top wine producers like Spain, Italy, and France experienced droughts and hotter-than-average temperatures during the summer. And according to CNN, producers, dealers, and retailers will take the brunt of the price hikes caused by the wine shortage. But analysts say consumers will end up shelling out more cash, too, especially if your favorite bottles are on the cheaper side. That's us. Royals lost to the Brewers 5-2 at Kauffman last night, but they welcomed back a familiar face. Outfielder Lorenzo Cain was given a standing ovation as he came to the plate in the first inning for Milwaukee. Cain finished 2-for-3 with a home run and two walks. He played the last seven seasons with Kansas City before signing with the Brewers in the offseason. Meanwhile, the Royals also welcomed a pair of their own players back. Catcher Salvador Perez and outfielder Alex Gordon were both activated from the disabled list. Royals and Brewers play again tonight at the K. Can I just say, at my kid's school, we're in the Shawnee Mission School District, for some reason now they've got a thing where if you do really, I don't know if it's well grade-wise or if you're just acting right or whatever, you're getting baseball cards, like as a reward.
Oh, really?
And so in the past week, both of my girls have come home with these packs of Royals baseball cards, and they're so excited. They've never cared about baseball until now that they have these cards.
Right.
And the ultimate... My daughter got the Slugger card.
Oh.
Slugger has his own card. She was so excited. According to a new study, it takes about 50 hours to cement a new friendship between two adults. The research from the University of Kansas questioned 355 adults who had recently relocated and made new friends. They were asked how many hours they spent with their new friends and about the shared activities that they'd undertaken. The study then asked participants to categorize each of the friends into categories: acquaintance, casual friend, friend, and close friend. Results found it takes 50 hours for people to view those they meet as casual friends and up to 90 hours before they're important enough to be considered a friend. Doesn't that seem short? 90 hours, you're my friend?
That's true.
That sounds fast.
How many morning shows is that?
Somebody do the math.
I'm still working on that.
And a rubber reptile is responsible for an animal control visit in California. Started out as quite a scare. A homeowner reported a dead but venomous cobra in his backyard. Said he hadn't seen it move for days. He didn't want to get close in case it was still alive. I don't blame you, sir. Animal control officials got to the place, picked it up with bare hands. It was a fake snake. No threat of danger. Nobody was hurt. The rubber toy was bent into another position and placed back on the ground. That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
Man, that guy feels like a dummy, doesn't he?
There's a venomous cobra in my backyard. Or my neighbor played a prank.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
21% of people say they would change this about themselves if they could. What do we want to change? 576-7102 with your guesses.
Well, let's start. We'll begin in Liberty with Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. I think it's not for some actually will work for this, but is it weight?
It is not weight.
All right.
Although I'm trying to change that currently with Max Life.
Right. And how are you doing this morning so far? You
got
your shake ready?
I got my shake. I just had my metabolic boost. So I got my shake ready now.
Good. All right. 816-576-7102. And we'll try Tanda here in Oak Grove. Good morning, Tanda.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. And what are we changing about ourselves?
I would say our self-confidence.
Oh, no, that is not it.
Okay, thanks.
But have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
You're beautiful, you're strong, you're powerful.
And gosh darn it, people like you.
See, I'm boosting her self-confidence.
Okay, so this is something that we are changing about ourselves for the impossible question, right?
And I will tell you, it is not something physical.
Okay.
Not a physical attribute.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
21% of people say they would change this about themselves if they could. Your first hint, it is not a physical attribute.
All right, so in Excelsior Springs, let's go to Heather. Heather, what do you think then? Are we changing about ourselves?
Would it be our name?
It is your first name.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, 1 in 5 people want to change that. How about you? Do you love your name?
It's okay.
It's it's okay. I always felt like mine was so generic. Everybody was Jennifer in grade school. So.
Oh, well, my daughter's name is Naomi, and she absolutely hates it, though I think it's beautiful.
Oh, I love that. Was my grandma's name. I love Naomi.
Aww.
Yes.
So if you couldn't be Heather, what would you want to be instead?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I've never thought about that.
Yeah. I saw. You know what? I saw the perfect thing on Facebook the other day. This should be the rule. I think this is a great deal. Somebody said, if you want to give your kid a weird name, spend 1 week using that name as the one that you give to, like, the Starbucks people or to orders that they have to call out and see how it feels to hear it in public.
Right.
And how people either butcher it or whatever.
Sure.
And then you can decide whether to use that name or not.
That makes sense. I went with the normal-ish first name, but then I gave them weird middle names because then I thought, well, maybe if they want the weird, they can use the weird, and if they want the more normal, they can use that. Either way, you are going to enjoy, Heather, a trip to see Max Valenpita this Sunday at Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland, and you're a finalist to meet them as well. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on for 1 second. So, yes, if you want to name your kid Onomatopoeia, then just give that as your Starbucks name this week and see how you feel about that.
Top names right now: Emma, Liam, Noah, Olivia, Ava, Isabella, Sophia, Elijah, Logan, and Mia.
That's a very different looking list.
Those are
like
your
that.
Very popular names in 2018.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actor Al Pacino is 78. Actor and voice talent Hank Azaria is 54. And Academy Award-winning actress Renee Zellweger is 49. Megan Fox headed back to TV with the Travel Channel series Mysteries and Myths with Megan Fox. It's going to be a 4-episode series. It's going to take audiences across the world as the New Girl alum enlists the help of experts to investigate some of history's greatest mysteries, from the Trojan War to whether or not Amazon women actually existed. Production is going to begin in June, with the series slated to air later this year.
Also in there this season, that very appealing, what does she see in Brian Austin Green? Maybe that question will finally be answered.
An all-new dating reality series called The Proposal is headed to ABC. It's going to be hosted by former Bachelor Jesse Palmer. Each show in the 10-episode series is going to follow 10 eligible daters as they attempt to woo the mystery suitor with their words in a first impressions round. Then they have to bare their souls in a beachwear round, answer the mystery suitor's most pressing romantic questions, and strive to receive a seal of approval from the mystery suitor's most trusted family member in the final round. This is just The Bachelor, right?
So these shows still exist?
This
I mean,
Just give it a new name. And Avengers Infinity War, heading towards an opening weekend that could end all opening weekends. The Marvel blockbuster is eyeing a debut weekend of $225 million to $245 million, with the possibility of even crossing the $250 million mark. If numbers reach the end of that range, Infinity War could have one of the biggest debuts ever. I know, as of last week, they had already sold over $50
million. Right.
Not even out yet.
No, I've got friends all over Facebook who are already probably in line in the theater somewhere waiting to see this film.
Very exciting. That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on The Show.
All right, well, if you are already there in line, take us with you. We got plenty of stuff for you to hang around and win with us this morning.
Taylor Swift, anytime you hear two of her songs back to back, you want to be caller 102, and that's happening within the next hour.
Fantastic. Gen X versus Millennial. It's all coming up today.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
And everybody is talking about this. Amazon said it will begin offering in-vehicle delivery service. The company announced a partnership with General Motors and Volvo for the new service to start in 37 U.S. markets. KCK is one of those markets. The company said, get your Amazon packages securely delivered right into your vehicle parked at home or at work. To use the new delivery, customers must download the Amazon Key mobile app and link it to their vehicle. The service is going to be available at checkout, Amazon said, which is free to Prime members. In-vehicle delivery is an expansion of the Amazon Key program, which launched last year. Everybody was going, how does this work? You're just going to get into my trunk and put the package in there? Mm-hmm. How does that work? Yeah, basically, they're going to use an app and it's going to unlock the trunk, and then they'll shut it and lock it again. right to your car.
If you can do it, it's a great idea. You have to have OnStar, I think, is the deal. You have to be able to unlock your keys or trunk from an app. But it's a good idea. Put that right in there for me.
Is that what we've become? I can't pick it up, or you can't just deliver it. I need it in my car for me.
They have a part of Amazon that will take it to your house, actually put it inside your house.
There are places that will...
Can you put it in my pantry and my fridge for me, too?
There is a service that will get your groceries and put them into your refrigerator. Do you really want a stranger in your house doing that? I mean, if you pay me enough, I'll come do it.
I don't care who does it, honestly. I'm like... care if I know you or not. You're going to put this all away for me? Great.
For $20, I will go buy your groceries, come deliver them, and put them exactly how you want them in the fridge. A Sarasota, Florida student and his family are apologizing after the teenager's promposal went viral and sparked outrage online. Here's the news story.
Over the weekend, this post appeared on social media. A Riverview student asked a girl to prom with this message. If I was black, I'd be picking cotton. But I'm white, so I'm picking you.
Oh, boy.
The teen has apologized on social media, saying the photo does not reflect how he truly feels. But you did think about it, write it down, take a picture, and make it go social or viral. Huh. There is a new gummy candy that tastes like beer. Candy store Sugarfina joined forces with Corona Light, came up with a beer-flavored gummy. The gummies come in two flavors, but first cerveza, tastes like Corona Light, and here for a good lime, tastes like citrus. They launched online this week. They will be in stores by Cinco de Mayo. Hmm. And a young giraffe is safe after escaping from a zoo enclosure in Fort Wayne, Indiana on Monday. Zoo officials said the giraffe escaped after she snapped the cables of the exhibit by repeatedly trying to run through them. The giraffe wandered to a fenced lot on the property where zookeepers worked for over 2 hours to keep her calm before she decided to walk back to the barn on her own. That zoo says they will be reevaluating the exhibit to make sure that the enclosure is safe for both the animals and the staff.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Taylor Swift and Bad Blood, 7:24 at The Show, Wednesday morning, the 25th of April.
That, in fact, was two Taylor Swift songs back-to-back. Joey is furiously answering the phone, trying to get to caller 102 to see who's going to win tickets to see her at Arrowhead. By the way, we got a text last night. I noticed this on the text line. Somebody said, have you guys already played two Taylor Swift songs for today? It doesn't just happen once a day. This isn't a one-time-a-day thing.
Yeah. In fact, we've done it multiple times because I'm a mess.
Anytime
I screw it up.
That you hear two Taylor Swift songs back to back throughout the day, you want to be caller 102. So keep listening throughout the day.
That's right. It's much in the same way that I've screwed up the no repeat workday before, and we've given somebody $1,000.
The way that works is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You won't hear the same song twice between those hours. And if you do, hurry up and call us. We've given away $1,000 many times.
We've done it, yeah, before. So there you go. Tomorrow morning on this program, it's going to be time for the Throwback Throwdown again.
Oh,
do you have an
yes.
idea of what song you're
going to
pick?
I do believe I know what song I'm going with. And yesterday, see, I'm getting ready for this 5K. I coach Girls on the Run, which is an amazing program for girls in grade school. And the big finale is they run a 5K. Today is our practice 5K, so I've been running in preparation for that, and yesterday I listened to a bunch of music thinking, what can I use for my Throwback Throwdown song? What can I use? And I think I came up with the one.
Last week driving home, I told you I listened to a playlist that you would have hated.
Oh, awful. Again,
Jen sometimes just doesn't understand my choices in music.
And I'm stuck in the 70s. That's my problem. 70s and 80s. That's my, you know, I'm not going to give up my journey. In my 80s music, I can't.
I like Stone in Love as much as anybody else. You're on me about that
but
song.
But you also love Sum 41. That's not okay.
Well, you know, to drive to, it was okay. I think we have a winner here. Joey has gone through all of the people, and look at that, a good record time. He's found us 102, and it is Lisa in Liberty. Good morning, Lisa.
Lisa, are you there?
Oh, wait, I got to do this.
I'm here.
Hey, there we go.
Lisa, you're going to Arrowhead to see Taylor Swift.
Yes, that's awesome.
How many times did you get through on the phones before you made it to caller 102?
That was the first one.
Stop
wow.
it! Really?
Did you get busy signals before?
Have I what?
Did you get busy signals before and then suddenly it just rang?
Yes.
And then it's the magical answer.
You're look at that.
102.
Go out and play the lottery today.
Congratulations.
Maybe I will.
That's
Thank you so much.
be a big show.
Yeah. All right, Lisa, you hold on for 1 second. We're going to get your info there, and Joey's going to get the info all hooked up. So coming up, by the way, Joey went to a show last night where they take your cell phone.
I want to hear all about this because I want to know, where does your phone go? Do you still have, can you use it? What's going on?
No, and I'll read to you a Facebook from a friend of mine who is a rock critic and what he had to go through to take notes on the show. So we'll do that coming up here.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jen, White concert was last night. It was probably chilly out there, wasn't it, Joey?
Providence Medical Center Amphitheater.
Yeah. I'd imagine it was, the wind started to blow after a little while.
He said it was spitting, it started to spit just a little bit of rain. But other than that, I mean, not a bad day yesterday as far as being an outdoor show in April.
Right. How was the concert?
It was great. I mean, Jack White was very high on my bucket list, so I'm very happy to finally cross
that one. Glad you finished with on my bucket list.
That's what I was thinking. But this show and all of his shows are phone free. So what happens when you get there? What do they do?
As soon as you get there, like, they put your phone in like this lime green pouch, and then they kind of secure it with, like, you know, something you would see on like a jacket.
Okay.
So it's like zipped up into a pouch?
A little more secure than zipped up, but it's like, it was, I tried at one point just to see if I could get open it, and there was no way I was opening that.
But then you keep that pouch with you, so you do have your phone in your possession at all times.
Yeah, so if you can feel it vibrate if someone's trying to get to you, and like there are certain like designated you can use your phone areas throughout the venue.
Yeah, because I thought I read they had two separate areas where if you really needed to use your phone, you could go and use it there.
Yeah, my friend Sammy, she got there a little later, and she was kind of describing people like they're just, it kind of looked like they're in their own little world since they're just hanging out in a little area and they're on their phones.
That's funny. Now, my buddy Tim Finn, who's a rock critic for the Kansas City Star,
he
usually takes notes about a show on his phone, right? So he's sitting there and he's keeping a set list and stuff like that. So before the show last night, he put on Facebook, he says, I've got to get my, sharpen my penmanship skills because I have to take actual written notes tonight for the first time in like a decade. And he said that after the show, he related this story that somebody saw him taking notes on his pad, came up and said, hey man, are you a cop? He's like, no, I'm a critic. I'm a writer. And the guy goes, great, you want some weed?
Of course.
So, I mean, there is that.
From people around me, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
But as far as the show goes, did that make it a better concert-going experience? You didn't have everybody's phone in front of their face?
I mean, that's nice. I mean, if we're going to lock something up, I'd prefer vape pens because my brother and I, we were very upset seeing some guy who just was so addicted to that thing.
Yeah, because I feel like one of the excuses that I hear, at least from like my group of friends, would be, but what if there's an emergency? What if my kids are home with a babysitter and I have to be able to reach them? But you've got the phone. If there's an emergency, you could feel it vibrate.
Yeah, you can still feel it vibrate. You just have to, like, leave and then go double check. So it would just take longer.
Right.
Right.
Okay, and then you find out it's not even, like, an emergency. It's just somebody sending you something random.
Somebody tagged you on Facebook. And
just keeps buzzing. Or it's us texting letters of the alphabet to Jen.
Right.
So that sounds pretty amazing.
Right? There we go. I want to see if anybody else went to the show last night. What do you guys think about? And I just saw this, too. Kevin Hart on Friday. Sprint Center tweeted this last night. That if you're going to the Kevin Hart show at Sprint Center Friday, it is also a no cell phone zone.
Yep.
You will immediately be ejected if you take your phone out of your pocket.
How do you feel about that? Can you go without your phone? 816-576-7102. You can text or call.
Now we're going to put it in the pouch.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right, so sometimes that button sticks, but I'm glad that you people all know now the benefits of baking soda. You can both drink it and use it as a shower cleaner. And there we go. So that is normally what you get in the special $5.95 a month section of our website, the off-air conversation.
Normally you'd have to pay extra for the off-air discussions.
You would think you would have to, yes. But that time we gave you a little taste for free. It's the Cranberries slash the Dreams baking soda remix here on the show. Good morning, everybody. Yep.
Disgusting.
Yes, yeah, thank you, Engineer Dustin. That's right.
Yeah. No, we got it.
432,000
people texted and said, try to turn off your mic. We were discussing Jack White. He was in Kansas City last night. Phones free show. Everybody had to put their phone in a pouch, couldn't use it. From the text line, first world problems. My, how the times have changed that concerts have to ban cell phones. If I pay that much money to attend a concert, I shouldn't want to be glued to my cell phone. True. Pay attention to the show.
Yeah.
What else did we get on here? True to turn off your mic. I know. I'm trying to dig through all of those.
And we also got a true to turn off the mic from Miss Jackie Lucky.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yes, very good. Hey, let's go to Blue Springs. Here is Kristen. Kristen, you love the fact that there's no phones in the theater for some of these shows now.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I direct shows in theater. I'm a theater college instructor. And it is something that we drill into our intro to theater class students that have to come see, shows for a grade. But then also just in the culture, to me and to, a lot of my colleagues, it's so distracting to the audience members around you. It's distracting to the, to the students who are up on stage performing, seeing a little light shining on your face, having phones on, and so it's ringing. And it's just, it's just taking away those distractions and then just, actually immersing, yourself in the moment. And, and even kind of going into other areas of art, depending on the artist, depending on the place. Museums sometimes don't let you take out your phones, record, take pictures, things like that. And like classical music concerts, sometimes they don't let you do that either. So I think it's kind of neat that it's coming into this popular culture of the popular music of, like you said, Kevin Hart with
coming this stand-up. Weekend.
I think that that's awesome that they're taking a stand saying, hey, one, we have the promotional, you have our recordings. You can listen to that in your own. You don't need to record it yourself. It's not going to be a very good quality. How often are you really going to look or go back and listen to those recordings?
Yeah, the recordings to me make no sense. I'm at a concert and I take pictures, it's because I do want some cool pictures to share. But musically, no, the audio is going to sound terrible if you're recording on your cell phone.
Right.
And I think you're absolutely right. There's something to be said for just fully immersing yourself in the moment, in the music. When we went to see Pink last month, it was such a production and she's flying over you. And man, if you're just on your phone not paying attention, and I caught myself doing it.
Yeah.
No, put the stupid phone down and just stare at her and look at this amazing show and production that she's put together. It's incredible.
Yeah, no question. We had to move on here in Overland Park. Shay, what do you think about phone-free concerts?
I think it's great. And I want to say that 2 years ago when Kevin Hart was here, I bought tickets for me and my husband to go because it was as an anniversary present. And I paid $225 for those tickets.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, and we were on one of the first rows, though, and we were very close. But they explicitly told everybody that not to bring, they could bring their phones in, but they could not have them out while he was out there.
Yeah.
And people did it anyway. So, if we paid $225 for the tickets where we were sitting, they made a whole row of people by us leave.
Wow.
And they were not kidding. They had security people walking up down every aisle, and they made many people leave. He said I have content that I don't want to share at this time. This is going to be recorded live, and you'll get to see it. There's no need for you to have it. And even at the end, he said, now you can take your phones out and take pictures of me and do whatever you want.
That's
and it was
smart.
Awesome, And then you really don't enjoy the event if you're on your phone the whole time anyway. So I think it's great.
So true.
Yeah, and if you spend $200, and thank you, Shay, for the call. Appreciate it. If you spend $225 on a ticket, I wouldn't want to be buried in my phone either. I'd want to experience it.
Yeah, and the text line, I think, summed it up here. It said, Jack White was amazing. He totally rocked it. Phones free was not bad. If you can't be away from your phone for 3 hours, you have a problem.
All right, well, let's send you, let's get you qualified for a huge show that you will want to take pictures of, but you'll want to experience as well.
Yes, Billy Joel here and there. We're going to send you to Chicago to see him at Wrigley Field in September, and we'll bring you home to see him at the K as well. Caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102. You're a finalist.
All right, we'll do that. We're running a little behind. We'll get to the news, and during this song, we're going to talk about sunscreen and the benefits of that, so pay attention.
Let's turn our mics off this time,
yeah,
shall we?
I suppose we'll try.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee, the millennial, just walked in the door. I hate that you walked right into this story, Shaylee, but I have some news for you.
Oh, no.
Wine production around the world has sunk to its lowest levels in decades, and that means the price of your favorite wine might go up. According to the International Organization of Vine and Wine, global wine production in 2017 was down 8.6% from the previous year, the lowest level in 60 years. Top wine producers like Spain, Italy, and France experienced droughts and hotter-than-average temperatures during the summer. Now, according to CNN, producers, dealers, and retailers will take the brunt of the price hikes caused by the wine shortage, but analysts say consumers will end up shelling out more cash, especially if their favorite bottles are on the cheaper side.
Wow. Well, way to brighten my Wednesday.
I should have had you sit down before I gave you that information.
Wow.
And
I buy the cheap stuff.
Of course, we all do.
Moscato.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Brian, do you drink wine? What do you drink?
I do, yeah.
You do?
I'm a Riesling guy.
Oh, I love good German Riesling.
It's good.
What are you laughing for?
Because of course you do.
It's the girliest wine. Yeah.
Do you like a good rosé as well?
I like a rosé.
Of course
I like a Moscato.
Do.
I can't drink reds at all. They're too dry.
Have you had a frosé?
Nope.
Oh,
I have not.
Lovely.
I always feel awkward because my favorite wine is Ménage à Trois, and so then I like to give it as a gift to people, and I'm like, here, I got you a bottle of Ménage à Trois, but it's just because I really like the wine. It's not... Please don't read anything into the label. It's just a drink.
Uh-huh.
Just have some wine. How about them Royals? Lost to the Brewers 5-2 at Kauffman last night, but they did welcome back a familiar face. Outfielder Lorenzo Cain was given a standing ovation as he came to the plate in the first inning for Milwaukee. Cain finished 2-for-3 with a home run and 2 walks. He played the last 7 seasons with us here in Kansas City before signing with the Brewers in the offseason. The Royals did also welcome back a pair of their own players. Catcher Salvador Perez and outfielder Alex Gordon both activated from the disabled list. Royals and Brewers play again tonight at the K. According to a new study, it takes about 50 hours to cement a new friendship between two adults. This research came from the University of Kansas. They questioned 355 adults who had recently relocated and made new friends. They were asked how many hours they'd spent with those new pals and about the shared activities that they'd undertaken. They asked the participants to categorize each friend into a category: acquaintance, casual friend, friend, and close friend. Results found it takes 50 hours for people to view those they have met as casual friends and up to 90 hours before they're important enough to be considered a friend. I feel like 90 hours sounds fast.
Yeah,
like,
kinda.
I meet you 90 hours later, we're friends?
I guess, but
we spend 4 hours a morning.
Oh, are we friends?
It's 20 hours a week. It should have been about a month or so.
Now, but when you think back, we've all made friends in less than that, have we not? We've all had friends in finger quotes. I've made friends in less than 90
What are
hours.
You saying, Jen?
I just realized my 20s existed, and now I remember.
She had a lot of wine during that time.
That's right. It was much cheaper then. And a rubber reptile is responsible for an animal control visit in California. It started out as quite a scare when a homeowner reported a dead but venomous cobra in his backyard. Said he hadn't seen it move for days, but he didn't want to get close to it, just in case it was still alive. Animal control officials got there, picked it up with bare hands. It was a faked snake. No threat of danger whatsoever. Nobody was hurt. The rubber toy was bent into another position and placed back onto the ground. That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday.
I know what that means.
I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday play.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Show with Jen and Truda Wednesday morning, and it is time to play Gen X versus Millennial. Good morning, everybody.
Do we have a Millennial or a Gen Xer to play this morning?
Erica from Overland Park, good morning. What year were you born?
Hello, Erica.
Phone not going to work now, too?
Oh, now we can hear you.
There we go.
Oh, fabulous. Yes. 1984.
Oh, so you're a millennial. Okay. So you'll be taking on Brian Truda this morning, trying to win these Max Val and PETA tickets for Sunday at Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland.
All right.
Okay, let's start with you, Erica. What TV show features a dog named Santa's Little Helper and other characters named Milhouse, Ralph Wiggum, Principal Skinner, and Moses Leck?
Could have stopped at Santa's Little Helper. That's The Simpsons.
Yes, it is.
Look
at you. Boom. 2,000 points right out of the gate.
I think Addie is on season 7 now.
Your 8-year-old working her way through all the seasons of The Simpsons.
She is, yes.
It's impressive.
She loves it.
Brian, over to you. Professional ballroom dancer Len Goodman turns 74 today. What TV show is he on?
He's on Dancing with the Stars.
That is correct. I give you 0.8 for that.
Or can I also answer Strictly Come Dancing? If you are of the English variety.
Is that the British version?
That's the British version.
Make him lose points for that answer.
What?
That's it.
I think she's right.
Thank you.
-6.
Or how about the other show? He does another show, too. It's like Wild Travels with Lynn Goodman for the BBC.
You're losing points at this point.
You know a lot about Lynn Goodman.
This is really creepy.
You know, I'm telling you, he's like a huge star over there. He does all of these different shows.
You know you don't live in the UK, right?
Oh, that was, wow, that was harsh.
That was
a sad reality on a Wednesday morning.
You don't live in reality either.
Erica, the millennial to you, what popular 80s singer's real name is Hugh Anthony Craig III? Hugh Anthony Craig III had very popular songs like Power of Love, Back in Time, I Want a New Drug, just revealed he's suffering hearing loss, canceled all of his upcoming shows. Hugh Anthony. Hugh Anthony. Hugh.
I feel like that's a clue.
Hold on now.
Ooh,
we
finally got to use our dump button. That's
right?
Exciting. I like it.
What?
Huey
Lewis?
Yes!
Oh,
no,
look at you.
I have
nice.
No idea who that is, but that's awesome. Thank you.
I finally get to say that.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
But you got it right, and that's what matters. 4,000 for you. Brian, one more question for you.
Okay.
In what 2000 comedy is a character asked to describe the perfect date and then gives this response? If you can play it.
Cheryl Frazier from Rhode Island. Describe your perfect date.
It's a tough one. I'd have to say April 25th because it's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
What movie is that from, Brian Truda? April 25th, it's today. Not too hot, not too cold.
I have no idea.
Can you steal, Erica?
Okay, it's the one with Sandra Bullock.
Yes, it is.
How long did I get? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was a pageant.
Well, you're way ahead of me. I thought it was a Kirsten Dunst film.
No.
But isn't there one about a beauty pageant where she's in a pageant?
Yeah.
And she's a cop. It's not going to happen.
Miss Congeniality is the answer.
There it is.
But Erica, you still beat Brian by quite a bit, so you'll be enjoying
Max
Valentina this Sunday, Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland, and you're now a finalist for a meet and greet with them. Congratulations.
Right. Am I supposed to be able to hear you because there's music and I can't hear you?
All right,
hold on
for
1 second.
All you
can hear is The Simpsons.
I know. Yep. Everything's screwed up today. That's it. Fun times.
Are we going to have music? Is our computer completely fried in this moment?
We are. I rebooted it through that entire game that we had there. Look
fantastic.
At that.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays, Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actor Al Pacino is 78. Actor and voice talent Hank Azaria is 54. And Academy Award-winning actress Renee Zellweger is 49. Yep, Fleetwood Mac. It was just announced they will be at Sprint Center October 18th. Tickets for that show go on sale Friday, May 4th at 10 a.m.
But no Lindsey Buckingham, right?
Nope, fired, gone. He can go his own way. Oh, geez. He's never going back again. See what I did there?
Are we going to start the Fleetwood Mac puns up again?
No, please don't.
Let's move on to Megan Fox, shall we? She's headed back to TV. She's got a new Travel Channel series, Mysteries and Myths with Megan Fox. It's going to be a 4-episode series. It's going to take audiences across the world as the New Girl alum enlists the help of experts to investigate some of history's greatest mysteries, from the Trojan War to whether or not Amazon women truly existed. Production's going to begin in June. That series is slated to air later this year.
Can't wait for that hard-hitting episode on how in the hell did Brian Austin Green get with Megan Fox?
Oh, come on. Beverly Hills 90210, he was huge.
And all but was he, though?
No, maybe nothing.
He ran the radio station. That's why I always liked that guy. Oh, see, that I was the dork who I saw myself in him because he was at the radio
station.
And you
thought you were going to marry Megan Fox.
Well, look, he gave me hope.
Well, in your defense, I thought I was going to marry Luke Perry. So we're even. It's all good. There is an all-new dating reality series called The Proposal. That's headed to ABC. It's going to be hosted by former Bachelor Jesse Palmer. Each show in the 10-episode series is going to follow 10 eligible daters as they attempt to woo the mystery suitor with their words in a first impressions round. They're also going to have a beachwear round. They will answer the mystery suitor's most pressing romantic questions and strive to receive a seal of approval from the suitor's most trusted family member in the final round.
Now, Shaylee insisted that we give Jesse Palmer the hot bell.
Uh-huh.
So,
thank
like
you.
Him?
Yes. Will you watch The Proposal?
No. Not unless he's sporting beachwear.
And Avengers Infinity War heading towards an opening weekend that could end all opening weekends. The Marvel blockbuster is eyeing a debut weekend of somewhere between $225 and $245 million. They're saying there's a possibility it could even cross the $250 million mark. If numbers do reach the end of that range, Infinity War could have one of the biggest debuts ever. That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
All right, it's going to draw this episode to a close, my friends.
Jackie,
had a good day today.
Yeah, Jackie Lucky on her way in next. She's got your next chance to become a finalist for Billy Joel Here and There. These are the last 3 days. This is it. You want to see him at Wrigley Field and back here at the K. Be listening between 1 and 2 this afternoon and again tonight between 5 and 6.
Yes, but I'm telling you that what's coming up next is the game that everybody wants to play. When 102K in May returns next week.
That starts up again.
Yes, details on that to come. But first, bonus time, and then we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Throwback Throwdown songs. You guys have them? You got them locked in?
I'm ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
And I'm winning tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Really? Be here to find out the song. I'm making it 2 weeks in a row. I can do this.
Yeah. All right. We'll see about that. Girls, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.